donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Labor Day weekend should be a nice one if you're going to be out doing anything and if you're not in need of some rain. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details after AM 580 News at 7:30. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. An Illinois appellate court has ruled that an Urbana hospital has to pay property taxes. The 4th District Appellate Court agreed with the State Department of Revenue and local tax authorities who say that Provena Covenant Medical Center doesn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. Provena officials said yesterday that they had just received the opinion and declined immediate comment. The Department of Revenue declined to renew the tax exemption in 2004. The decision obligated Provena to pay more than $1 million a year in property taxes. Last summer, an administrative law judge sided with the hospital, and a ruling in Champaign County Circuit Court forced local authorities to refund the taxes the hospital had paid. The Department of Revenue rejected that recommendation, which it can do, leading to the appellate court case. Local school districts could face some challenges as they seek care for students dealing with substance abuse. State budget cuts at Prairie Center Health Systems have reduced the number of the agency's youth counselors from 4 to 1. So CEO Bruce Swardini says instead of doing consultations with students at schools, appointments will be made at Prairie Center's offices. This means students have to find transportation to meet with the counselor, likely from a parent or guardian. And Swardini says without their help, school districts will need to seek out new help to assess students who might need to meet with a counselor.
They're not equipped to do that, and now they're going to have to find a way of challenging it into a different arena and how they're going to work with that problem area, a student who has the chemical dependency issue.
Last month, Prairie Center announced it was losing more than $900,000 through state budget reductions, cutting a total of 21 positions and closing its detox unit. Swardini says the loss of that facility is beginning to have a ripple effect on the area as local police and emergency rooms deal with more victims of drug and alcohol abuse. A poll taken in Champaign-Urbana finds high dissatisfaction with the direction of state government and even higher dissatisfaction with Governor Rod Blagojevich. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The poll, conducted for the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, found that 83.5% of Champaign-Urbana residents disapprove of Governor Blagojevich's job performance, while only 9.9% approve. Also, 77.3% think the state is on the wrong track. Americans for Prosperity Illinois chairman and former state schools chief Ron Gidwitz says he expected the poll to show dissatisfaction with state government, but that even he was surprised that the approval numbers for the governor were so low. He says the key to increasing confidence in state government is for more people to get involved.
If this many people who are dissatisfied with the performance of our chief executive officer, performance of government in general, would actually get involved in the process and let the legislature, let the governor understand how dissatisfied they truly are and willing to do something about it, that would go an enormous distance.
The poll of 875 Champaign-Urbana residents was conducted this past Monday evening by the Springfield polling firm Ask Illinois. It claims a margin of error of plus or minus 3.3%. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Gidwitz says Americans for Prosperity plans to repeat the poll in other Illinois communities. League of Women Voters chapters across the state are taking a stand against the proposed Illinois Constitutional Convention ballot question this fall. Willis Kern has that story.
Laurie Bergner represents the McLean County chapter of the League of Women Voters. She says having a con would be overkill.
There are mechanisms in the form of amendments to get those changes. Anything that people want changed, of course, is open to change through the amendment system.
Every 20 years, voters have the option of reopening the 1970 Illinois Constitution, and some say it's a good way to get tax laws rewritten and possibly institute recall procedures for statewide office holders. The League of Women Voters estimates having a con would cost the state about $78 million. That's an expense they say the state can't afford in tight budget times. I'm Willis Kern.
Peoria-based Caterpillar expects record sales this year as booming demand for construction and mining equipment in China and other emerging economies offsets weakness in its home U.S. market. Caterpillar Chairman James Owens says the company's manufacturing operations in Asia have been running at capacity to satisfy demand in China. Owens says CAT has so many orders for heavy mining and power generation equipment in Asia that it is sold out of most items through 2010. The sales forecast highlighted the key role played by China and other emerging economies in driving sales for global companies at a time when demand in the U.S., Western Europe, and Japan is flagging. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. I guess, Ed, we might get a little rain tonight, but other than that, a Labor Day weekend for folks who are going to be outside and don't need any rain, that'll be pretty nice. A lot of people are watching this tropical storm slash Hurricane Gustav situation.
Mm-hmm.
In case there's going to be traveling down around the Gulf Coast, I guess you're going to want to watch out for that in the next week or so.
Yeah, if you have any travel plans, I would not go to the Gulf Coast this weekend because Gustav is out there and it's a tropical storm now. The track this morning appears to be a little farther than south than the track was indicated yesterday. And as a result,